Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson about currencies. It's called Dollars, Euros, and Funny Hats, The Rise of Unusual Currencies. Well, a currency is money in any form that you can kind of exchange. And of course, you've heard of the dollar. You've heard of the euro. But funny hats? Hey, what other kinds of currencies are there? Carolyn, let's play a game and see who can list more currencies, okay?
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun.
Okay, you begin.
Okay, the yen.
Oh, the yen is good. Okay, pesos. Pesos is good.
Okay, the mark.
The mark, the franc.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Rupiah.
Oh, I was going to say that. Okay, how about ruples?
Oh, how about baht?
Abat? Or how about the Armenian drum?
Oh, how about the yen?
The yen?
No.
Oh, the yuan.
Yuan.
Yeah, the yuan is good. How about the dinar from Algeria? That's a kind of currency.
Gabe, I think you're cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. And then there's the pula in Botswana. And then, of course, the pound. And, of course, we have Mackies and Bitcoins.
I think you're reading off of your paper, Gabe.
I am not.
Well, let's get started with our lesson today and learn about some unusual currencies.
Dollars, euros, and funny hats. The rise of unusual currencies. Money has more forms than you think. The exchange rate tables in banks and airports include many currencies, but probably not Mackies or Bitcoins. That's because governments do not back these alternative currencies. But all over the world, people are making purchases with alternative currencies, and if current trends continue, this may become more and more common. Community currencies. Your country probably has its own currency, but does your neighborhood? Local currencies are appearing in communities in the Netherlands, the United States, South Africa, and elsewhere. For example, residents of Makassarsquar, a neighborhood in Amsterdam, can earn Mackies for actions like cleaning up a public space or assisting an elderly neighbor.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Before going on a trip, it's normal to exchange some money for the local currency of your destination. But how about exchanging it for alternative currency? What is that? We'll find out in today's article. Before we do, let's look at our keywords for the day. Exchange rate. Exchange rate is a noun. The exchange rate today is 0.77 euros to 1 US dollar. Alternative. Alternative is an adjective. Do you think alternative medicine can help people or not? Subscription. Subscription is a noun. Grant bought a subscription to that magazine because he reads it every day. Unemployed. Unemployed is an adjective. Nowadays, there are many unemployed people because of worldwide economic problems. Your more information word is eco-friendly. Eco-friendly is an adjective. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, this is a very interesting idea, these Mackies. Well, let's go back to the beginning first. Money has more forms than you think. And it's true, many times when we think of money, we think of the currencies that Gabe and I were naming earlier. Maybe you think of pounds or dollars or euros or your own local currency. But apparently there are many more. Now, how does the article begin, Gabe?
All right, we're talking about the exchange rate here. The exchange rate tables in banks and airports include many currencies, but probably not Mackeys or Bitcoins. Indeed, I have never heard of these two currencies before. But let's take a look at some words from our word bank, the exchange rate. The exchange rate is how much one currency is worth in another currency, or the value in another country's currency. So how could you use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I know when I go traveling, it's always important to check the exchange rate before you go and see which place offers the best exchange rate. Where can you get the most for your money? So you want to travel to another country and they use a different kind of money. You want to go and exchange the money that you have for the money that they use in another country.
That's right. So you check the exchange rate. Or you could ask, what's the exchange rate? And this word rate kind of implies that it might be changing. It might not be the same today as it was yesterday or tomorrow. The exchange rate. And there's a popular site that I go to check the exchange rate. It is XE.com. You can go and check the exchange rate for most currencies.
Well, exchange rates are important if you are traveling, but moving on, we see that Mackeys and Bitcoins are probably not part of the exchange rate tables that you would see in an airport or in a bank, and that's because governments do not back these alternative currencies. So, governments don't back these alternative currencies, and we see a word from our word bank, the word alternative. Now, if something is an alternative, then it is a different choice. It can be used in place of something else, but it is not the same as something as well.
That's right. So maybe you guys are deciding on a restaurant to choose or to eat at, and you really want to eat at this one restaurant, but there are too many people there. There's no room for you. So what is your alternative? What's your alternative choice? You must find another restaurant. Find an alternative restaurant.
That's right. Now, also in this sentence, we see the word back. The governments don't back these alternative currencies. And Liz is going to tell us about that word in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. And here's our grammar tip sentence for today. That's because governments do not back these alternative currencies. Our focus is on the word back. Normally, we use back to mean the opposite of front. But in today's sentence, back is a verb that means support. So today's sentence just means governments do not support these alternative currencies. Let's have a look at some example sentences. Gina's family has backed her ever since she decided to go into politics. Or, Timothy is not afraid to accept the difficult task because he knows his team will back him. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So we were just learning about the Mackeys and Bitcoins and how most banks or countries don't accept these currencies. But all over the world, people are making purchases with alternative currencies. And if current trends continue, this may become more and more common. All right, so maybe they're not recognized officially, but common people are using these kinds of currencies.
That's right. And we have another section coming up here, community currencies, where we learn a little bit more about the Mackey. Your country probably has its own currency, but does your neighborhood? And this is a very interesting question. I know my neighborhood does not have its own currency.
Yeah, mine neither, Carolyn. Actually, no, my neighborhood doesn't have its own currency. This is an interesting question, I guess. We continue. Local currencies are appearing in communities in the Netherlands, the United States, South Africa, and elsewhere. Elsewhere just means and other places. So neighborhoods or local communities we're seeing other currencies rise in these places and in these countries.
And now we have an example. For example, residents of Macher Square, a neighborhood in Amsterdam, can earn mackies for actions like cleaning up a public space or assisting an elderly neighbor. So you can earn a type of currency that is very unique to just this area for doing good things.
That's right. This place, Macassar Square in Amsterdam, this place has mackies, kind of named after that area, Macassar Square, mackies. So you can get mackies for doing something nice for other people. Remember we talked about community service? Well, I think that's what they're talking about here in this lesson as well. Cleaning up a public space is definitely a kind of community service, and you could get a mackie.
Yes, it is. So this is more than just volunteer work because you are actually earning a form of money, although you wouldn't be able to use it outside of Macassar Square.
That's right. Well, it's time for us right now to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看的是 exchange rate 这个名词。Exchange 是指交换或兑换。Rate 在这里是指费率。所以 exchange rate 是指货币的汇率。例如 the exchange rate today is 29 NT dollars to 1 US dollar. 今天台币对美金的汇率是29元台币兑换1美元。或者是 because of the rising exchange rate, our exports dropped last quarter. 由于汇率的上涨我们的出口在上一季衰退了。继续我们来看的是 alternative 这个形容词。Alternative 在这里是指非主流的、非传统的或者是另类的。例如 Timothy decided to quit chemotherapy and go for alternative therapy. Timothy 决定放弃化疗而改用非传统的疗法。Alternative 也可以当名词，意思是可供选择的事物或方法。例如 We had no alternative but to stay in an expensive hotel. 我们别无选择，只能够住在一家非常贵的旅馆。
So far today, we're talking about dollars, euros, and funny hats, the rise of unusual currencies. And we're talking about one in particular so far, the mackie. If you live in Amsterdam or this place called Macassar Square, then you might get a mackie for doing something nice for other people. It's not a common or usual kind of currency, but we're learning about how local communities might have their own currencies. Let's continue learning now.
Dollars, euros, and funny hats. The rise of unusual currencies. For these good deeds, they receive money that can buy library subscriptions, movie and sports tickets,swimming pool visits, and more. Residents also pay each other mackies for favors like babysitting. The mackies inventors hope it will promote cleaner public areas, increase interaction among neighbors, and encourage unemployed residents to use their skills. In Belgium, the regions of Limburg and Diest have developed a similar system, the e-wallet.It rewards residents for eco-friendly actions by giving them electronic points to spend on public transportation, sporting events, and other things.
Well, it sounds like mackies are not the only alternative currency being used, but before we learn about a few more, let's go back to the beginning of this section.And we are talking about ways that people earn mackies by doing community service. For these good deeds, they receive money that can buy library subscriptions, movie and sport tickets, swimming pool visits, and more. So it sounds like there are a lot of things that you can buy with these mackies.
That's right. So for doing these good deeds, you receive money, and that word is in quotes, because it's not a usual or common currency. And you could buy something like a library subscription, for example. So, that word subscription is from our word bank. And a subscription is something that you purchase. Maybe you might sign your name because you sign up for something for a period of time. You subscribe to something.
That's right. Well, when I think about the word subscription, oftentimes I think of a magazine subscription. Maybe you subscribe to Studio Classroom magazine and you receive an issue every month. Or you are subscribed online and can access all sorts of fun things on the website. Well, how do we continue, Gabe?
All right. Well, residents also pay each other Mackeys for favors like babysitting. So it's not just the government, the local community's government or leaders paying these Mackeys, but you could pay each other in Mackeys for little favors like babysitting or maybe walking your friend's dog or watching your friend's plants. Little things, and you can pay in Mackeys.
That is a very interesting idea, since a lot of times these services are paid for with real money. But using Mackeys could be another way to pay people to help you around your house when you don't have time or you go away on vacation. Now, the Mackeys inventors hope it will promote cleaner public areas, increase interaction among neighbors, and encourage unemployed residents to use their skills. So they have a lot of really great goals that they hope the Mackey will help with.
That's right. So they hope to promote cleaner public areas. They want to encourage this and make people aware that they need to make public areas clean. Okay, and also they want to encourage unemployed residents to use their skills. Everybody's got a skill, whether you're working or not. Let's take a look at this word, unemployed, from our word bank. If you're unemployed, that means you're not employed, you're not an employee, you're not working and making money at a job. You are unemployed.
That's right. So these people don't have jobs, but they do still have skills, and they could earn Mackeys with those skills by serving in their community. I know that my brother serves in his community by volunteering at the YMCA and assisting them with their computers because it's very expensive to pay someone to come in and do computer work. So he volunteers for free, and if he did this, I guess, in Makassar Square, then he could be earning Mackeys.
Well, hey, he might be excited. Maybe he should move over there so he can earn some Mackeys for his community service. Well, what about you? Now, in your local community, is there any other kind of currency that people use? In Belgium, the regions of Limburg and Diest have developed a similar system, the e-wallet. And what do we know about the e-wallet, Carolyn?
Well, it is similar, but not quite the same. It rewards residents for eco-friendly actions by giving them electronic points to spend on public transportation, sporting events, and other things. So it's a little bit different. The Mackey is a printed piece of paper, but these are electronic points that you can earn.
That's right. And we see that you can do something, eco-friendly actions. Okay. What is an eco-friendly action? Well, it's going green. It's doing something good for the environment or for the ecology. Eco is short for ecology or the environment.
That's right. So if you help your environment, if you clean things up around town or around your city and neighborhood, then you could be earning points in your e-wallet. And it sounds like you can also use them on many great things. You can spend them on public transportation, sporting events, and many other things. I know it would be really great if I could just go out and do some community service, try to clean things up a little bit, and use that work to pay for my public transportation cost.
You know, it's true. A lot of people pay lots of money just for transportation. You have to pay for gas. Hey, that's a good idea, too. Maybe I could use my e-wallet points and go and pay for gas at a gas station. I could think of lots of possibilities for ways these currencies can be helpful.
I certainly can as well. Well, right now we're going to learn a little bit with Stephen Ken in the Information Cloud. They want to tell us something about loan words.
Hey, In its relatively short history, English has borrowed thousands of words from more than 300 different languages. They're what we call loan words.
Now, which language loaned English the most words? One source has French and Latin in a tie for first place, with Germanic languages not too far behind in second place.
Combined, these three languages account for over 3/4 of the words we use in everyday English.
Meaning a majority of the words you see in today's lesson are not original, authentic English words. They're loan words, like the word dollar.
To trace this word's origins, let's go back 500 years to a little Bohemian town called Jochumstal, a place that still exists in today's Czech Republic.
Jochumstal had some silver mines, and when it came time to think up a name for their freshly minted silver coins, the Jochumstalers chose the word dollars.
And in 1533, dollar was first used in English. Today, there are close to 50 countries and territories that use dollar as their official currency unit, including Ecuador, Liberia, Hong Kong, and New Zealand, just to name a few.
So let's thank the Bohemian people for loaning us the dollar.
我们学的英文其实不是英国的文字，更不是美国的文字。英文里头超过1/3的字是 loan words。loan 是借。loan words 借来的字指的就是来自别的国家的外来语。像今天这一课提到的 dollar 就是个例子。这个字源自500年前位于捷克的一个小镇 Jochumstal。当地人叫做 Jochumstalers。那这个地方生产银子，当他们要帮银子打造成的钱币命名的时候，就决定采用 Jochumstaler 字尾的 dollar。到今天，有将近50个国家的货币都用 dollar 这个字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, it is very interesting to see how languages are influenced from other languages and how languages are influencing each other. Well, right now it's time for us to go to the language lab where Michelle is waiting for us.
好，继续我们看的是 subscription 这个名词。Subscription 是指订阅。例如 ,the yearly subscription rate for the magazine is only $59.这本杂志订阅一年只要59元美金。如果要说明订阅什么东西的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Bob decided to buy an annual subscription to a golf magazine. Bob 决定要订阅一整年的高尔夫球杂志。继续我们看的是 unemployed 这个形容词。UN 是否定的字首 ,employed 是指被录用的。所以 unemployed 是指失业的。例如 ,Henry has been unemployed for 3 years. Henry 已经失业三年了。他的名字是 unemployment, U-N-E-M-P-L-O-Y-M-E-N-T. 例如 ,the unemployment rate dropped to 3.5% last quarter. 上一季失业率下降到 3.5%. And now it's time to get back to our teachers.
Today's lesson, we've been learning about community currencies, a couple of different alternative currencies used in Europe. One was the Mackie and the other was the e-wallet. Now, what do you think about the use of alternative currencies? Do you think that they're a good idea? Gabe, what do you think?
Actually, I do. I can't think of anything negative about them right now. I especially like the idea of helping people who are unemployed, who are maybe looking for a job or can't find a job, but they're still doing favors for people. They should still get paid somehow, and a Mackie is a good way, or something like this. Alternative currencies can be good. What do you think?
Well, I think that they can be good. They can be very helpful for the local economy. Mm-hmm. But I also think that probably the government of the country might be a little bit concerned since they control the actual currency that is supposed to be used there. So there may be a little bit of a conflict between the two governments. Well, we are going to be learning about more currencies tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.